Talk a little bit about how SSA is using any of these, either of these, all of these technologies.
Well, I think you've hit all the buzzwords we're looking at. As most federal agencies are, we're looking at cloud computing, for example. And, you know, initially, we're going to look at using the cloud for low-risk applications. And we'll be working with other federal agencies to make sure that we share our FSMA certifications on the cloud, whether or not we have that cloud hosted by the federal government or we look to industry to host it.
And when you say low risk, can you give us an example of maybe what a low risk application is?
For instance, we haven't made any decisions yet, but something like our website, that's something that might be better hosted outside where you can have scalability, reliability, and lower costs than if we host it internally.
And I imagine even something like public affairs, press releases, and things like that, stuff you want to get the word out to the public on.
Something where there are probably going to be erratic hits. So on particular days of the month, for instance, there are going to be a lot of hits on our website, and it's better if someone who can scale that with additional servers host that. They can probably do it for a lot less money than we can do it internally as well.
Now, you're talking about modernizing kind of your citizen services. Now, a lot of that contains obviously some sensitive information. If I want to log on to find out how much Social Security I will be due when I'm 65 or whatever age, I can do that, but that obviously becomes sensitive. Is that stuff ever, do you think, could go to the cloud, even maybe a private cloud that's a federal government only?
You know, that's something for the distant future, I guess I'd say. There's a lot we can do nearer term that's lower risk, so there's no reason to put that out there.
Okay, because I think, you know, that's one of those scalable things as well that you were mentioning. That's why I thought of it. You know, some people always want to go the first of the month, how am I doing, or when's my check coming, versus fewer people maybe on the 15th or the 20th of the month.
Sure, but, you know, if we properly architect those, we can put the application out there, but keep the data secure within Social Security.